The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
And welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this Sunday morning. Hopefully you got the coffee going, got the tea going, eggs, bacon, all those type of things. Unless you're on the road, then that's probably not a good idea to kind of cook bacon. Can happen. I also want to say hi to Len from Peekskill, who tunes in, he tells me, every Sunday morning right here in WHD 100.7 to hear the show, GPS for Your Finances. And, you know, this is very topical. Today's topic... Topical topic, saving money on taxes. And why is that topical? This whole week, we've been talking about the new GOP tax cut proposal. And in some areas, there are some positive things for individuals and some not so nice things. But we'll go through those things. Remember, these are just proposals. But today's topic, saving money on taxes. I should make a disclaimer right here. I am not a CPA. I'm not an accountant. I'm an investment guy. So any of these type of ideas I share with you, I want you to really consider speaking to your professional, tax professional, and seeing what, you know, could be done. Now, for instance, where we kind of overlap investments and when it comes to tax planning is gains and losses. Now, at the end of the year, if you have mutual funds outside of IRAs, you may have a lot of capital gains. This has been a very strong year, to say the least. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has set 55 records this year, now at 23,500, maybe on its way to 24,000. A year ago, this time, the Dow was at 18,000. So it's been a huge move for the Dow Jones. Also means a lot of mutual funds have made money, which is great, but they also spit out capital gains. Now, you're going to have to follow that very closely. The reason why we're talking about taxes now, I don't know if you want to do all these things right around the holidays, right before Christmas or Hanukkah. You want to start tackling these things right now. So one thing we always tell investors to do is synchronize their gains and losses. Again, this is outside of retirement accounts, something you double check with your accountant or CPA, but something that we look at very often at Mahoney Asset Management, because at the end of the year, you can carry forward a loss of $3,000. But let's say you're going to sell a stock anyway, and this year, let's say you made $10,000 in capital gains from mutual funds, and yet you have some of these kind of yucky stocks that you've bought, these penny stocks or something, things that haven't worked out, and you had these, you know, the investments that have lost money. Well, maybe that's a good time to kind of sell that stock and synchronize that $10,000 gain as an example, and not all the IRS money for capital gains. Again, something we always want to share with our listeners and with the clients is at the end of the year, take some time. Look, at the end of the day, you don't want to go to your tax accountant in April and here, I should have, I would have, I could have do these things. Because December 31st, that is it. Yes, you get all your information together at the end of January. You'll get your 1099s, your W-2s. You'll start filling out your taxes. But the year is over. Whatever it is, it is. That's why you really want to kind of talk to your accountant now about the capital gains that may be coming from mutual funds, any other things that you've sold during the course of the year. And also, some things you may be carrying for a long time that are losses. I know some people said, hey, that's my get out of jail card. I lost $10,000 in investment. Thank you, Uncle Joe. But it's still, you still have it. And then you may want to sell it in the year which you have a gain. So it's kind of get out of jail card, as some people describe it. So this past week, we heard a lot from the GOP tax proposal. I'm not going to go through all the details. And the reason why is we don't know really what's going to be passed. I mean, any of these things, proposals, are just that. We have to remind ourselves. Some of us got really upset by seeing some things. Some people are very excited about what they're seeing so far. But at the end of the day, it's got to go through House Ways Committee. It's got to go through different committees. Look, it's being pushed pretty fast, that's for sure. But generally speaking, there's compromises to get both sides to agree, or at least some compromises to make things work. Now, right now, there's seven different tax brackets. They're trying to bring it down to four. That's probably a good thing. It's probably it's pretty hard with all these tax brackets. The four tax brackets they're talking about now is 12%, 25, 35, and 39.6. Now, when I look at this on the surface, again, remember it's a proposal, but let's say this were to be passed, I see this very beneficial to corporations, but for individuals here in New York, I'm not sure you're going to get a tax cut because there's definitely eliminating some things that we're used to. You know, for instance, the state and local tax income and sales deduction will be eliminated. Now, for a lot of people, that's a pretty big thing. Mortgage interest up to a certain amount can be written off and other parts can't. So I can't say for those who are listening, depends on your tax bracket, depends on your income, depends on a whole bunch of things, if you have mortgage interest, whether or not you're going to be saving money on tax. Now, according to Trump and his team, they said the average American is going to save $1,200. Again, we have not seen the independent studies yet, but I do want to remind people, as you're hearing tax cuts as the kind of overall theme, I think for corporations, it's pretty clear, 35% proposed, down to 20%. No doubt that's a tax cut. But to make it up, it seems like there's some trade, horse trading, so to speak, which may impact us. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. I'm glad you're joining us every Sunday morning right here at 6 a.m. Hopefully you got the coffee brewing, got the tea going. And today's topic, saving money on taxes, pretty much the headline story of the week. The GOP coming out with a tax proposal. We're going to try to tackle that head on and give you other ideas you can do to save money on taxes, whether this becomes law, whether this gets watered down, or whether it doesn't pass at all. We still want to do things for you to help you. And again, a disclaimer is I am not a CPA or accountant. I just play one on TV. No, it's not good. I'm an investment advisor for, investment representative for just about 28, 29 years. And dog's life, that's about 140 years, so I've seen it all. And right off the bat, I want to remind people that this is the time between now and December 31st to take a look at different things you can do. Maybe set a call up with your accountant, maybe set up an appointment in person with your accountant, and just make sure you're doing all the right things. And that could save you a lot of money because you don't want to hear in April 15th, should have, would have, could have. You want to be able to tackle those things right now. So the first thing we said you should do is synchronize your gains and losses. That's something that's pretty easy to do, but something you have to double check. And again, we're not talking about gains. Let's say you have an IRA and you made $10,000 on that. Again, you're not taxed on that. Only take money out of the IRA. We're talking about money that's outside the IRA. And particularly, this has been a strong year, to say the least. The market's done very well. Mutual funds, particularly stock mutual funds, have done very well. And for that, there may be a lot of capital gains that you haven't seen in quite some time. So be mindful of that. If you're not sure, check with the mutual fund company and they'll tell you what the estimate is going to be. Now, one thing that's kind of interesting, people don't think about how to save money on taxes in this way, but if you're contributing to a 401k or 403b, you are already saving money on taxes. So let's say you made, let's make the number easy, let's say you made $50,000 a year and you're putting away $500 a month. Okay, so that's $6,000. You know what? According to the IRS, that year you didn't make $50,000, you made $44,000. So right off the bat, when you say, gee, I'm not sure I'm saving money in taxes, I feel like I'm paying a lot of money in taxes, I think one of the best ways to guard against higher taxes is by putting away more money towards retirement. So it's a 401k, as I mentioned, that's a for-profit company. A 403B is for a not-for-profit entity. It could be a hospital, a school district. It could be a police, fire. So those type of entities generally have 403Bs. So same example. You have $50,000 income. You put away $500 a month or $6,000 for the year. You're then looking at $44,000 as what the IRS looks at as what your taxable income is. That's a great way to save money on taxes. And we think that's a really important, something you can do very easily. And that's what we want to do here today on GPS for your finances. Save money on taxes. And we'll be right back right after these messages.
Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management has a new book out, Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series from Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management. We have given away hundreds and hundreds of his books over the years, and now it's a brand new one called Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series. Get it now before it even gets to Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com. Our listeners will have the first copies. Be among the first 20 callers right now to get a free copy at 845-371-0101. First 20 callers get the new book from Ken Mahoney for 2017, Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series, and you can get it for free right now. That number again, 845-371-0101. Life on Your Terms from Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. Each Sunday right here at 6 a.m. Yeah, bright and early, right? I'm glad you're joining us here. Right here, 100.7 WHUD every Sunday morning. And by the way, every weekday, Monday through Friday, you'll hear the market report from us every morning at 8:25. Keep you up to date with what's going on in the markets. And then in the afternoon, drive time around 5:15 p.m., my colleague Bill Kugel will do that as well. So we're almost around the clock, Sunday morning here, 6 a.m., and throughout the week, keeping up what's happening in this crazy market, crazy good market. And now you just heard from Mike Bennett, a good friend of ours, how you can get a book for free, Not Your Father's Retirement. Now, he offered that to you by calling 845-371-0101. I'll give you that number in just a moment. Get your pen and paper together. The first 20 callers, the early bird gets the worm. And I mean early, right? 6 o'clock. Now, this book is on Amazon for $17.99, Barnes & Noble. But we love WHUD listeners. I'm from the area, live in the area my whole life. Actually, I grew up in Montrose, went to Hendrick Hudson High School. So WHUD, we listened to, growing up even. Listened to Mike Bennett also when he was at WLNA, if you remember that. But the first 20 callers will get the book for free, 845-371-0101. Again, at 845-371-0101. If you can't be with us every Sunday morning because other things happen in life, we get it. A perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning is my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. I believe it's a perfect companion because we tackle a lot of topics that are in the book, including saving money on taxes, which is our topic today. Call 845-371-0101. If you're near a computer, you could also go to WHUD.com, lower right-hand corner, my book offer right there. Click on it, do your thing, and we'll send you a copy of our book. So again, I enjoy writing books. I enjoy getting them out to you, and I hope you learn a lot from them. But again, it is a perfect companion to what we do every Sunday morning. And this Sunday morning, we're trying to save you money on taxes. My disclaimer again, I'm not an accountant. I'm an investment guy, so to speak. But I do want to kind of spark some ideas that you can share with your tax professional and see how you can save money on taxes. Now, right before the break, we spoke about one of the best things you can do is a 401k and 403b plan. Now, some people say, yeah, I'm doing that, but are you doing enough of it? Let's say at the end of the month, you have extra money going in your checking account earning a great 1.1%. Yes, I just moved the decimal over, not one, but moved the decimal point over to 0.1%, but 0.1%. Well, guess what? You probably should be able to, if your checking account is increasing, your savings increasing, that tells you, you could probably put more money in your 401k plan, 403b plan, and by doing so, saves you money in taxes. Right before the break, we gave the great example that if you had $50,000 or made $50,000 a year, and you put in $6,000 a year in a 401k or 403b, $44,000 is what you're looking at. You're going to save money on taxes. That $6,000 that you're putting away, you're saving money on taxes right off the bat. Now, people always ask what a Roth IRA. Roth IRA is almost just the opposite. Roth IRA, you put money in of the $6,000. You can put in anything you want. Most people use mutual funds for these type of vehicles. But the Roth IRA, do not get the tax deduction now. But down the road, it grows tax deferred and then comes out tax-free. Now, the younger you are, the more we tend to recommend Roth IRAs. Now, the opposite is true. In a 401k plan, you do get the tax deduction now. It grows tax deferred, and of course, down the road, it's taxable. Now, the concept is you should be in a lower tax bracket, and that's the reason why you're thinking about doing something like this. That's why you're thinking about maybe putting money away now versus putting away money later. Now, the topic today, saving money on taxes, is very relevant because we're going to be looking at perhaps a new landscape of what taxes are going to look like. Now, just looking at this, remember, it's a proposal. It has been passed. I know there's been some talk about phasing out 401k and 403b deductions. That is not true. That was just kind of a rumor. That is not what's in this tax proposal. But what's in this tax proposal, I have to tell you, really need to figure out this landscape here. There are some landmines as I see it, and I definitely see it here hitting the Hudson Valley, not in a great way, quite frankly. And of course, this is up for debate, but I'm looking at this and I see definitely it's going to help corporations. It's definitely, again, this proposal is going to lower corporate tax rates from 35% down to 20%. That should spark more investment. That should spark more companies bringing their assets and resources back to this country. That's very, very positive. But for individuals, especially in high taxed areas, where they're going to be phasing out or actually eliminating state and local tax income and sales deduction, that be eliminated. There's also, it's going to be a ceiling on what you can write off in mortgage interest. And again, we live in an area where to buy a home, it's a big mortgage. So I'm not sure whether or not this is going to benefit a lot of people in our area. That's why I want you to make sure you check your tax professional once it's passed. Right now it's conjecture. But there are things that you can do whether or not the tax proposal goes through before, during, or after. And of course, right off the bat, the 401k, 403b is probably your best weapon in the Roth IRA, of course. Now, there's also investments outside of IRAs like tax-free bonds or tax-free bond funds. Again, I cannot recommend this. I don't know who you are. Disclaimer, disclaimer, disclaimer. But I do want to mention kind of how they work. So what are tax-free municipal bonds? So think about New York State. Some of the big municipalities that we have, like Port Authority, MTA, Tribal Bridge and Tunnel. So if you invest into their bonds or through bond funds, the interest is exempt from federal, state, and local taxes. So let's say the dividend was 3% and you're not paying taxes, your tax equivalent yield is 4%. Now, mind you, the bond or bond funds, the price will fluctuate unless, again, it's an individual bond and will guarantee the maturity. The rate can change also, but the nature of tax-free bond funds typically, historically, have been pretty safe investments because the underlying assets, again, it's not like the Trouble or Bridge and Tunnel is going to go out of business. I mean, they have a monopoly. They could always raise prices and raise tolls and raise fees. Think about motor vehicle. Think about dormitory authorities. Think about all the different kind of municipalities around us. I guess you can say municipalities are like monopolies. So I'm not saying to invest into tax-free bond funds, but this is a topic of today's GPS for Finances. It's called saving money on taxes. You can start looking into how they work, whether they'll benefit you or not. But there's definitely a lot of things you can do to lower your taxes. And that's one thing with the headlines that you're reading now, that's something you should definitely check into. Well, if you're just tuning in, you listen to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. We're here every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. Also catch us in the morning at 8:25 a.m., the Market Report, and 5:15 drive time. And we'll be right back right after these messages.
Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management is giving you a copy of his new book. It's called Life on Your Terms, and it's another in the series of the GPS Guide for Your Retirement books. Be among the first 20 callers right now at this special number, 845-371-0101. Let me repeat, 845-371-0101. You can get this book before anybody else, before it shows up in Barnes & Noble and at Amazon.com. It's available to you right now. It's called Life on Your Terms. It's another in the series of the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series, and it's from Ken Mahoney, and you want a copy of this new book. Be among the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. Ken Mahoney's new book, Life on Your Terms, 845-371-0101 right now.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, saving money on taxes. Always a great topic, especially what's going around and all the headlines that's making about the new tax proposal by the GOP. Now, you just heard from Mike Bennett. Mike Bennett, a good buddy of ours, was offering my free book, Not Your Father's Retirement, kind of a semi-autobiography because my father worked for Local 38, sheet metal worker out of Brewster, New York. And then what happened, you know, he had an annuity, he had pensions, he had all these wonderful things. And not your father's retirement means, my father had those things. Some of us may not be fortunate enough to have a pension and healthcare paid for. So wrote the book, Not Your Father's Retirement, give you some great tips of how you could maybe exceed that. So that book is for free for the first 20 calls this morning at 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. No one's in the office now. Again, I wouldn't do that some Sunday morning. But leave your name and number and address and all, and we'll send you the book. Again, also, if you'd like to go online, whud.com, right-hand corner, you'll see the book offer. Now, this book sells on Amazon, and it sells on Barnes & Noble for $17.99. But the early bird gets the worm. So the first 20 callers, 845-371-0101. And as I say often, it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. This is not a syndicated show. I lived in the Hudson Valley. I always will live in the Hudson Valley. I was born and raised in the Hudson Valley. So again, you're actually going to be dialing a local number, 845-371-0101. And we were talking about saving money on taxes. Again, at first blush, this GOP proposal, to me, at least where we live here in the Hudson Valley, with high property taxes and high taxes and high taxes and high taxes, It looks like we may not get a tax cut, so to speak, even though it's talk about one. It looks like the corporations mostly, again, that's positive for the economy, no doubt. But for you individually, it may or may not work out. So I want to offer some other suggestions in case you don't get the tax cut that's being talked about, but what you can do. And before the break, we spoke about 401ks, 403bs, your retirement that you have at work. Each dollar that you put in is dollar for dollar deducted from your income. And that's a big way. So you may be able to increase your withholdings or increase the amount of money through your payroll that you can put into your 401k, 403b. And then we also mentioned a Roth IRA. Now, if you make too much money, you can't put money into a Roth IRA. But for some that are younger, a Roth IRA, just the opposite of a 401k, 403b, which is you put money in, it grows tax deferred, and comes out tax-free. Now, you don't get the deduction now in 2017, but it grows tax-deferred and comes out tax-free. That's a Roth IRA. Right before the break, we spoke about tax-free bonds. We're not offering any investments here. Disclaimer. But again, these things do exist. Some people have been very happy with them over a number of years, knowing that things like Port Authority or entities like Port Authority, Tribal Bridge and Tunnel, MTA, these type of big entities, by investing those projects, the investor gets federal and state and local tax income for free from those investments. So not paying taxes on those. Now, again, lately we've been talking about, hey, do I really need those if we're going to have lower taxes? Really, you have to check with your accountant whether they make sense for you or not. Now, we're going to tackle some other topics here to help you save money on taxes. There are such things as annuities. Again, I cannot give you a product recommendation, but for those people who, let's say, you know, they have 15 years of retirement, 10 years of retirement, 5 years of retirement, money that's outside the IRA and mutual funds, then we just learned that a lot of mutual funds may pay a large capital gain this year because the market did very well. Earlier, we talked about, you know, synchronizing your gains and losses for the same year, 2017. So let's say your capital gains, you know, keep coming out year after year in mutual funds. Maybe something like an annuity would help shelter that. Money that's put into an annuity. Again, there's surrender periods, there's fees, you have to check into all those things. But just as a nature to save money on taxes, money's going to an annuity. It grows tax deferred. The money does come out taxable, but instead of paying taxes every year like you would in a mutual fund, this may be an alternative. Again, check with your tax professional, check with your investment professional. I can't give any recommendations, but certainly that's something to look into. So we're trying to save money on taxes. We're trying to use all the vehicles we possibly can. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Ken Mahoney right here, Mahoney Asset Management. I'm glad you're joining me this morning with your coffee and tea brewing. We also thank Len, who listens to us every Sunday morning. Hey, Len. I hope everything's going well for you today, this kind of rainy day, or it's going to rain later. But what's really cool about Sunday mornings is that we try to bring the topics that are of our interest. And again, we hear from you a lot. What interests you is saving money on taxes. I want to save money on taxes. You want to save money on taxes. You know, we have to pay our fair share, but there are things you can do, and we're going to keep doing that each time we can get a chance to do that. Now, let's say you are a 1099 employee. You have your small business, or you have a big business. Instead of getting paid W-2, you're paid by 1099. You know, there, get yourself in front of a good accountant that understands how business owners work. 1099s are very interesting because as money comes in, you can deduct certain things, maybe professional subscriptions, leases, staff, marketing, lights, utilities, a whole bunch of things. Now, I said it earlier, I'm not an accountant, but certainly if you have a choice between W-2 or 1099, most accountants will tell you you'd rather be a 1099 because you have the opportunity to write off a whole bunch of things. So being a business owner and having a business, again, there's ups and downs. Being your own boss is probably the most rewarding thing you can do and also probably the hardest thing. Your boss is, you have a tough boss. But those people who have businesses that are tuning in, make sure you meet with your accountant a couple times a year and definitely meet with them before December 31st, 2017. Because maybe you could prepay some expenses that go into 2018. Maybe it's a database software thing they could pay, you know, the entire year up front. Maybe there's some discounts you can do. There's a lot of things that business owners can do that maybe not avail themselves to. I, you know, look, a lot of people ask me, oh, I do my taxes on your own. Now, if it's very simple, you have a W-2 and you have a couple of deductions, you may be able to get away with that TurboTax. I get it. But, you know, anything more complicated with that, you have real estate holdings, you have other holdings, other investments, inherited some money, you know, divorce, all these type of things that happen in life, I wouldn't try to do your taxes by, I mean, that's one of the best things I could say as far as saving money on taxes. If you get yourself in front of a really good accountant, And you say, gee, I got to pay him $1,500 or her $1,500. But they show you ways to save money more than that. Then, of course, that's a really good economics makes sense, right? Especially having your own business. I would not tell you to do your own taxes if you have your own business. There's some deductions you're missing. There's payroll taxes you may not be doing right. You may not be doing FICA right. You got to get this thing right. Otherwise, you can get penalties and penalties. So if you're in your own business, no doubt, get yourself in front of an accountant, a CPA, someone that understands your situation, someone that can help you save money in taxes, but more importantly, make sure you're doing everything right, particularly when it comes to payroll if you have employees. And of course, if you're involved in real estate, there's some really neat write-offs using depreciation. I can't give you all the pluses and minuses to real estate. There are a lot of pluses. It has to be longer term unless you're doing a flip. I've seen people do very well in real estate when they get a really good tenant. I've seen people do really poorly when they don't get themselves a really good tenant. They get themselves a bad tenant. But there are a lot of interesting tax ramifications and tax write-offs that are associated with owning real estate. I can't believe the time goes by so fast here every Sunday morning. I hope, you know, I shed some light for you with the GOP tax, you know, proposal that's out there, but what you can do right now before December 31st. And until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com. And Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.